Coming up on episode number 1308, it is John Flansburgh's birthday. You know who John Flansburgh is? John Flanny? Well, he is one of the Johns, one of the two Johns that make up the band They Might Be Giants. He's turning 60 today, so there's no better day to celebrate getting older than you've ever been, and now you're even older with They Might Be Giants. And a cover story coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo-hoo. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for Wednesday afternoon. It is Wednesday, May 6th, 2020. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to Coverville, another episode featuring an artist who's celebrating a milestone birthday. John Flansburgh of the band They Might Be Giants. He with co-John John Linnell have been, man, they've been cranking out the music that They Might Be Giants music since the late 80s. I think that's when I first picked up the original self-titled album. I saw Don't Let Start on some video show and was immediately hooked by these two guys who were nerdy, fun, nutty nerdy. I think that's the great combination right there, is nutty nerdy. And what's cool about that is these guys get covered by folks like Frank Black of the Pixies, covered by celebrities, musicians, nerdy musicians, but also not so nerdy musicians. Reliant K covering them, Steve Burns from Blue's Clues even covering them. So you're gonna hear a lot of those coming up on today's show. Why don't we get started with a cover that was part of a TV show back in 2008? Wow, about 12 years ago. This was such a great show. Pushing Daisies featured the supernatural antics of a pie baker who had the ability to bring people back to life long enough to find out what killed them and ran some sort of, I don't know, pseudo detective service where he'd solve crimes based on that power. It also featured Ellen Green and Kristen Chenoweth, and the two of them together recorded this cover of They Might Be Giants' Birdhouse in Your Soul. Let's start things off with Birdhouse in Your Soul.
I'm your only friend, I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am.
Blue canary in the outlet by the light switch, the watch is over you, make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Not to put too fine a point on it, say I'm the only bee in your bonnet, make a little birdhouse in your soul.
My electrical well, it's a simple message, and I'm leaving out the whistles and bells.
So the room must listen to me, filibuster vigilantly. My name is Blue Canary, one note spelled L-I-T-E.
My story's infinite,
like the Longines symphony, it doesn't rest.
Blue Canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over?
I'm a little glowing friend, but really I'm not actually your friend, but I am.
There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free.
Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason off and countless screaming Argonauts,
bluebird of friendliness,
like guardian angels, it's always me.
Blue canary in the outlet by the light switch, who watches over you,
find a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
A canary in the apple by the light switch.
Keep the nightlight on inside the birdhouse.
Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
That would do. Find a point on it. Say I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
A canary in the apple by the light switch.
Keep the nightlight on inside the birdhouse.
Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
That would do. Find a point on it. I'm the only bee in your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your
hat.
They don't need was me for you. Anna Ang and I are getting old, and we still haven't walked in the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen, Anna, hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
There's majestic presence. Listen, Anna, hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.
Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I don't get around. Hell, you get around.
When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than meow. In your bank account, but don't try to stop the tail that wags the hound. Deal of destruction over an overture. And do I need a apostrophe T? Need this torture?
Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart.
What they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. Well, they want with a knife, and I wish they would stop singing.
Dippity dog dong, a ding dang, dippity dippity dog dong, a ding dang, dippity dippity.
World destruction over an overture.
And need apostrophe T, need this torture.
Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I don't get around. Hell, you get around.
Well, no one in this world ever gets what they want.
No one in this world ever gets what they want.
That's why I don't wanna live in this world anymore.
No, I don't wanna live in this world. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. To believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. Well, don't let's start. I've got a weak heart. I don't get around.
Don't get around, yeah, get around. I don't get around, yeah, you get around.
For the soundtrack, Moog, the original film soundtrack from 2004, that's They Might Be Giants doing their cover of Baroque Hoedown, which you probably know better as the theme to the Disneyland or Disney World Electrical Parade. Baroque Hoedown is the real name of that song, and They Might Be Giants covered it for the Moog. I guess it's more of a documentary, but the soundtrack is excellent. So you'll want to check that out. Common Rotation with a cover of Don't Let Start, that one from their 2002 album, The Big Fear, Professor Shy Guy right before that, being joined by the Double Clicks with a cover of Anna Ang, that one from that second They Might Be Giants album, Lincoln. That version right there from Professor Shy Guy comes from History 1-1, which is kind of a nod to the Super Mario level. They Might Be Giants playing an instrumental cover of the Allman Brothers classic Jessica, also used for the Top Gear show. That one from the EP that went along with their cover of Why Does the Sun Shine? The sun is a mass of incandescent gas. That one from 1993. Birdhouse in Your Soul, starting us off. Kristen Chenoweth and Ellen Green from the TV show Pushing Daisies, which tragically ended too soon. That one came out in 2008, and Kristen Chenoweth, obviously, you know from things like Wicked, and there was a recent show that she was on. Anyway, fantastic singer-performer. Ellen Green, if you don't recognize the name, but you've seen Little Shop of Horrors, the movie from the 80s, Ellen Green is Audrey. Audrey 1, of course, not Audrey 2, because that would be the plant. Let's get to our second set of music, starting things off with a cover from the Mink Car tribute. A bunch of artists got together and recorded a track-by-track cover of the album Mink Car back in 2011. Here is the song Older, covered by Nuclear Bubble Wrap.
Older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're older still. a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. When it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Particle man, doing the things a particle can. What's he like? It's not important. Particle man, is he a dot or is he a speck? When he's underwater, does he get wet? Or does the water get him instead? Nobody knows. Particle man. Triangle man, triangle man, triangle man hates particle man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man. Universe man, universe man, size of the entire universe man, usually kind to smaller man. Universe man, he's got a watch with a minute hand, millennium hand and an eon hand. When they meet, it's a happy land. Powerful man, universe man.
Waiter!
Person man, hit on the head with a frying pan, lives his life in the garbage can. Person man, is he depressed or is he a mess? Does he feel totally worthless? Who came up with person man? Degraded man, person man. Triangle man, triangle man hates person man. They have a fight, triangle wins, triangle man.
Look at that beautiful song, boys. Gosh, I wonder how it got that way.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Yo-ho, it's hot. The sun is not a place where we could live. But here on Earth, there'd be no life without the light it gives. We need its light.
We need its heat.
We need its energy.
Without the sun, without a doubt, there'd be no you and me. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. And believe me, that's hot. the sun is hot.
It is so hot that everything on it is a gas. Iron, copper, aluminum, and many others.
The sun is large.
Wow, how large is it?
If the sun were hollow, a million Earths could fit inside. And yet the sun is still only a middle-sized star.
The sun is far away.
How far away is it?
About 93 million miles away. That's why it looks so small.
And even when it's out of sight, the sun shines night and day. The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. I gotta have some cool water, boys. It's hot in here.
The sun gives heat.
The sun gives light.
The sunlight that we see. The sunlight comes from our own sun's atomic energy. Scientists have found that the sun is a huge atom-smashing machine.
The heat and light of the sun come from nuclear reactions.
Yes, of hydrogen.
Carbon.
Nitrogen.
And helium.
The sun is a mass of incandescent gas, a gigantic nuclear furnace, where hydrogen is built into helium at a temperature of millions of degrees. Where's my sunscreen?
Cloud. That's when you're going to be mine. 25 o'clock. turned a bag of groceries, accidentally taken off the shelf before the expiration date. I came back as a bag of groceries, accidentally taken off the shelf before the date stepped on myself. Did a large procession wave their torches as my head fell in the basket. It was everybody dancing on the casket. Though it's over, I'm dead and I haven't done anything that I want. Or I'm still alive and there's nothing I want to do.
Steve Burns, who you probably know better as Steve from the original Blues Clues, the kids television show. Tristan was a big fan of that show. Steve Burns recorded that cover of Dead for the Hello Radio, the Songs of They Might Be Giants tribute album that came out in 2006. Great cover there from Steve Burns. 25 O'Clock by They Might Be Giants. That one is a song that they recorded for a testimonial dinner back in 1995. The Songs of XTC, although, here's a little wrinkle to that, that's not really, well, okay, let me rephrase that. That's not technically an XTC song. I guess technically it is. However, it was from an alter ego of the band XTC when they performed as the Dukes of Stratosphere. They recorded two psychedelic rock albums under the Dukes of Stratosphere. It wasn't super secret. I mean, it was pretty well known that XTC was the band behind the Dukes, but when they recorded 25 O'Clock, they were the Dukes. So do you attribute it to XTC? Do you attribute it to the Dukes of Stratosphere? Before that, why does the sun shine? The sun is a mass of incandescent gas. That's why Kathy Fink and Marcy Marxer recorded that for the Zoom A Little Zoom, a Ride Through Science album in 2018. Now, the original version was not by They Might Be Giants. They popularized it, but the original version was by Hi Zerrit for another science album in the 60s. The Bobs with Particle Man, that one from their all-cover album called The Bobs Cover the Songs Of... They Might Be Giants at the top of that set. I'm sorry, no, we had a couple songs before that. They Might Be Giants with There's a Great Big Beautiful Tomorrow. That one from Disneyland, but most recently used in the soundtrack of the film Meet the Robinsons back in 2007. And then we started off with Older by Nuclear Bubble Wrap. That one from the tribute to the album Mink Car that came out in 2011. Well, speaking of They Might Be Giants doing covers that are more popular than the originals, they took a song that was recorded by the Four Lads and made it into a huge hit from their Flood album. Wave Mechanics Union has their own version of it from their second season album. Here is They Might Be Giants' song, Istanbul, Not Constantinople.
Thank you. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm. I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell. Dr. Worm. Good morning, how are you? I'm Dr. Worm. I'm interested in things. I'm not a real doctor, but I am a real worm. I am an actual worm. I live like a worm, and I like to play the drums. I think I'm getting good, but I can handle criticism. I'll show you what I know, and you can tell me if you think I'm getting better on the drums. I'm not a real doctor, but they call me Dr.
money from me until you get your check next week.
You try to lend good enough.
show. She was holding my left arm, but everyone was acting normal, so I tried to look nonchalant. We both said, I really love you. The Shriners loaned us cars. We raced up and down the sidewalk 20,000 million times. Why did they send her over anyone else? How should I react? These things happen to other people. They don't happen at all. In fact, when you're following an angel, does it mean you have to
out this glass of bourbon and we'll go. We were once so close to heaven. Peter came out and gave us medals, declaring us the nicest of the damned. Time won't find the lost, it'll sweep up our skeleton bones. So take the wheel and I will take the paddles. We're in our own movie to Berlin. Can't drive out the way we drove in. So sneak out this glass of bourbon and we'll go.
There you go. Molly Lewis with a cover of the closing song from Flood, Road Movie to Berlin. That one recorded on her 2010 collection, Technical Exercises, which I think was an only available as an online download. So you might have to do some searching around for that one. Charles Douglas right before that with a cover of She's an Angel, that one also from the Hello Radio. I had completely forgotten I left two songs in there, which I usually don't do. I usually try and only pick one song from an album. but I missed that one. So you got two from Hello Radio, the songs of They Might Be Giants from 2006. They Might Be Giants themselves with a cover they recorded for the AV Club that is Destiny's Child's Bills, Bills, Bills. Lots of plurals right there. Dr. Worm by Reliant K from their K's for Karaoke EP from 2011. They Might Be Giants covering Paul McCartney's instrumental Ram On. That's one of those early, early Paul McCartney tunes from the Ram album. And Istanbul, not Constantinople, from Wave Mechanics Union, covering a song that They Might Be Giants also covered, originally done by the Four Lads, but covered very famously and prominently by They Might Be Giants. And that's why I feel like it's fair to include that in here. And I doubt anyone would disagree. That is going to bring us to the end of another episode of Coverville. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get in touch with me, email me. Requests@coverville.com is the email address to use. You can also visit coverville.com. It's your one-stop shop for everything cover song related. Go there, check out previous episodes of the show, and you can even find a way to support the show on Patreon at patreon.com/coverville. I'm also on Twitter and Facebook. That's Coverville. You can find me right there. And that's it. We're going to see you next week with another edition of the show. Until then, this is Brian Abbott Singh. That just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY, cashfly.com.